Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 28th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley urged the U.S. Justice Department in a letter to open a criminal antitrust investigation into Amazon over whether its employees use sales data from independent sellers in order to develop their own competing private label products. Last week, the Wall Street Journal published a report indicating that Amazon official Nate Sutton may have lied to Congress about its data practices in a previous hearing. In response to Senator Hawley's letter, an Amazon spokesperson tells The Verge that the company bars employees, quote, from using non-public, seller-specific data to determine which private label products to launch. Instagram is launching live fundraisers to allow nonprofit donations during live video feeds, which the company announced would happen last week. Broadcasters choose a nonprofit to support, and viewers can make donations using their credit card, which unlocks an I donated sticker, similar to the Stay Home sticker the company introduced in March. Instagram users could previously fundraise for nonprofits through their stories. TikTok also added a donation feature in the form of clickable stickers that can be added to TikTok videos and live streams that let people submit donations within the app. TikTok partnered with 8 organizations, the CDC Foundation, the James Beard Foundation, Meals on Wheels, Music Cares, National PTA, National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation, No Kid Hungry, and the Actors Fund to support communities impacted by the coronavirus pandemic and will match donations made through May 27th. Tiltify will process the transactions. Amazon announced a pilot program in the U.S., the U.K., China, and Japan to verify third-party sellers to help reduce fraudulent sellers and listings on its platform. The program initially used in-person interviews and now switched to video calls in light of COVID-19 and checks the seller's ID against their application to Amazon, with Amazon associates also using third-party data sources for additional verification. This pilot project is in addition to the use of machine learning algorithms and human investigators reviewing applications, which Amazon said prevented 2.5 million accounts from listing items in 2019. The company says more than 1,000 seller applications have already gone through the verification pilot project. Starting in May, CVS and UPS will use Matternet M2 quadcopters to deliver prescription medications to the Villages retirement community in Central Florida. The Villages has more than 135,000 residents. CVS and UPS began drone delivery of medicine in North Carolina last November. DJI announced the Mavic Air 2 with a bigger image sensor than the original Mavic Air and DJI's own OcuSync transmission technology replacing traditional Wi-Fi. It has up to 34 minutes of flight time and comes with a redesigned controller. Pre-orders start today for $799 and start shipping May 11th in the U.S. DJI's Fly More bundle now includes ND filters, a carrying bag, prop guards, a charging hub, and 3 batteries for $988. Along with comprehensive testing availability, contact tracing is one of the essential methods countries like South Korea, New Zealand, and the Indian state of Kerala have used to stop the spread of COVID-19 and loosen up restrictions on movement. These efforts were mostly manual, but apps can help with contact tracing, and several countries are firming up those plans. Sunday, Germany changed course from a centralized system to a decentralized system. That system tracks exposure and keeps anonymized encrypted data on devices instead of on a centralized server. Meanwhile, France has been developing its own centralized product called Robert, like Robert. The UK's NHS is also going ahead with a centralized approach. Australia launched an app Sunday based on Singapore's Trace Together software, and the Australian app got more than 2 million downloads in 24 hours. WhatsApp released an update that increases the number of people on a concurrent video call from 4 to 8. Similar products have larger limits, such as Google Duo, which supports 12 people. Apple's FaceTime supports 32. Houseparty supports 8. Skype and Facebook Messenger Rooms both support 50. And Zoom's free tier supports 100 people. Shopify announced a consumer shopping app called Shop, a rebrand of Shopify's app Arrive that tracks packages from merchants and other retailers. The new Shop app also lets consumers browse a feed of recommended products, get brand info, and buy with a one-click checkout process. Shop won't include any ads and is free for both shoppers and brands. In response to the COVID-19 pandemic, Shop includes a feature to browse local merchants and see which ones currently support delivery and in-store purchase. And finally, Facebook will host hashtag Graduation2020 on Facebook and Instagram on May 15th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Oprah Winfrey, Awkwafina, Jennifer Garner, Lil Nas X, Simone Biles, and others will address the 2020 graduating class, and Miley Cyrus will perform. Event video will be shared on Facebook Watch, and highlights will be shared on Instagram's official account. Graduates can also host their own ceremonies in a special virtual graduation hub, which includes custom filters and celebrations in Messenger rooms. iHeartRadio is also hosting speeches for the class of 2020 from Jimmy Fallon, Hillary Clinton, John Legend, and others. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You'll find show notes and links to all of our headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.